the Dhamma Vinaya infrastructure that's being used, that which was laid down by the Buddha, and using that, and so that we use the land and use the buildings, but it's community. So this lovely word Sangha, and there's various ways that the word Sangha can be used, but in this instance, I'm going to really just say community, community. And community doesn't necessarily mean that we have to live in, you know, a group necessarily. We can have community and still live on our own. But community is so, so important. And we set that really it can hold us, not to cling to it, not to grasp to it, but to use it, you know, and there are things to be held on to. It's like the image I like to use is climbing a ladder. You know, yeah, hang on tight when it's appropriate and let go when it's appropriate. You know, certain things hang on to. Our vinaya, our, the discipline, the rules. If somebody says, well, if you want to really prove you're letting go, and why are you holding on to your rules? Because they're useful. I'm not going to just, you know, there is, I think it's Sajjan Jayasaro, hopefully I'm not misquoting him, you know, holding on with wisdom. Holding on with wisdom. So the way this community, and I'm speaking about the community, the lay community, the monastic community, you know, establishing something like this, in particular this monastery, the care and attention of building foundations of community, of people. And yes, I mean, I watched a lot of these buildings being built. Yeah, the careful attention to the foundations, the concrete, the steel, and all of these things, but all so that we can use the foundations of the teachings. And that's up to us. It's up to us to take care of buildings, but to nourish our practice, to nourish community,